Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Investigations are underway into a domestic-related stabbing incident in Muswellbrook last night. Emergency services were called to Brook Street after 9 p.m. following reports a 47-year-old man had been stabbed to the neck. The injured man drove himself to Muswellbrook Hospital before being taken to the John Hunter, where he remains in a critical but stable condition. Following investigations, police arrested a 53-year-old man in the early hours of this morning at Hunter Terrace in Muswellbrook. He was taken to Muswellbrook Police Station before being transferred to the John Hunter for treatment under police guard. Investigations are still underway. Hunter New England Health confirmed another death in relation to COVID-19 overnight. A Tamworth man in his 90s tragically passed away after contracting the virus. It follows as a further 3,189 new cases of COVID-19 was identified in the Hunter New England regions overnight. It included 1,986 positive results from a PCR test and 1,203 confirmed positive results by a RAT test. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 32,297 positive test results, including 12,450 positive rapid antigen tests and 19,847 positive PCR tests. There are currently 2,863 COVID-19 cases admitted to hospital across the state, including 217 people in intensive care and 66 whom require ventilation. And the Bureau of Meteorology has issued a severe weather warning for parts of the Upper Hunter. A high-pressure system south of the Great Australian Bight will strengthen and move east over Tasmania today. This high will combine with a slow-moving inland trough to produce strong easterly winds over eastern parts during the day. Strong winds averaging 50 to 60 kilometres an hour with damaging wind gusts of up to 90 kilometres an hour are possible over elevated terrain. The area most likely affected is said to be Scone. For emergency help, locals are advised to call the New South Wales SES on 132 500.